Pastor Varun and Pastor Don LaHopperset would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church, Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's dynamic teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ.
Today, the topic of the sermon is faith working through love. So one shot, two birds. Because faith and love are strongly related to one another. You cannot practice faith without practicing love. Because of the Valentine season, I would like to talk about love, and I will not finish the sermon today. I have to tell you the truth. I will not finish the sermon. We're going to continue next Sunday. God, while I was preparing the sermon, God told me that don't rush, don't try to finish 11 pages that you have, but go slowly and make sure that my people got it. Amen. Amen. Before I preach this sermon, I just want to be very honest and upfront with you that I have not been able to do everything I say today. I am still on the way to become like Christ. In fact, when I prepared this lesson, I wrote this lesson 2 or 3 years ago, and I just put it out today. And when I read it again, I feel so convicted. And I keep reading and repenting. And I say, God, I have not done all these things. I was writing this lesson as a theory 2 years ago. But now it become dawn on me and it become real. And I feel that I have a long way to go to do what I say today. So I just want to make clear to you that I am in the same shoes you are. I'm not different from you. I am still on the way to grow to become like Christ. But that's my goal. I want to become like Christ. I want to love like Christ. I want to walk the faith love, the faith walk like Jesus walked. I want to live a love life like Jesus lived. Amen. So, when you listen, don't think that I'm attacking anyone. Don't think that I try to tell you what to do, and I don't try to do it. I try to do it myself, and I want to depend on the power of the Holy Spirit. This key scripture that I would like to read today about faith and love. Galatians chapter 5, verses 5 to 6. For we, through the Spirit, eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything. Mean that your culture, your good work, whatever you try to do, avail anything. But faith, working through love. Everyone say, faith, working through love. My dear brother and sister, our life starts with faith, our Christian walk. The first day you enter into the kingdom of God, you make a choice to have faith in the birth, the death, the resurrection, and the ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ. That the Son of God died on the cross to pay for your sin. And you have a sinful nature like other men and women around the world, and you accept his death by faith, even though you never saw him. Christianity is about faith. You start by faith and you walk by faith. You walk every day by faith, and one day we're going to see Jesus Christ face to face. Once you see Jesus Christ face to face, when he returns, you don't need that faith anymore, because you're going to see him by faith, by your own eyes. But while we are walking on earth, we move from one level of faith to another level of faith, to another level of faith. And how you can gain faith? You gain it by two ways. Number one, hearing the word of God. The more you hear the word, the more faith you have. Two, by being filled with the Holy Spirit. Because in fact, faith is not of your own. Faith is the faith of God. So you need to receive that faith from the Spirit of God. Amen. Now, as Christian, we walk by faith. And we need to understand that God put the principle, universal, spiritual principle in the universe here. And he said in the Bible that if you want your faith to work, you must walk in love. Amen. Many of you may wonder why my prayer never get answered or rarely get answered. You may wonder why I try to exercise faith, but it didn't work. You may wonder. And I want to tell you that the sermon today and next week is very important to your life because it will change your faith walk forever. If you can practice what I teach you these two Sundays, your faith walk will go to the next level, will go to the full capacity that you can exercise faith to the point that you can move the mountain and you can raise the dead and heal the sick. Amen. Faith is like the hand that reach out to God and so that you can receive whatever God promised you. Faith is like the hand that you reach out to God to receive whatever Jesus has purchased for you on the cross. Jesus on the cross, he died and he purchased your healing, your prosperity, your success, your salvation, your life, your joy, your peace, your wisdom, everything that you need in life that has been stolen and has been damaged by sin and by the devil have been bought back. B-O-U-G-H-T, bought back by the blood of Jesus Christ. But you receive those things, those blessings. You receive the life of God by faith. Therefore, you can see that there are different kind of Christians. Some Christians live in miserable life all the time. Always get sick. Always get poor. Why? Because they don't know how to use that hand of faith to receive from God. Amen. And some people may know how to receive by faith, but they don't walk by love. That's why they don't. Their faith doesn't work. If you want your faith to work, you need to have walking. You have to walk in love. Amen. Everything. Let me repeat one more time. Everything that the Lord Jesus purchased for us on the Calvary can be obtained by faith. Amen. It's not very complicated. Christianity is simple. It's very simple. You can be highly educated, lowly educated, woman or man, anything, you can do the same thing. You can reach out to God by faith. And many times in our life, you remember the Bible say, we fight the good fight of sword? No. The good fight of a tank? No. Jet fighter? No. We fight the good fight of faith. When I see any problem attack my kids, when I see any problem that attack my wife or my congregation here or my job or my finances, anything that come in my way that is like a mountain that want to stop me. You remember Jesus say, most assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain and do not be removed and cast into the sea, but do not have doubt in his heart, but believe that what he says shall be done, he will have whatever he say. Believe that whatever he say. It's about faith. Whatever mountain come in front of you, you need to remove it by faith. It's a good fight of faith. Therefore, that's why I say one shot, two birds. Because you're going to learn about both love and faith in these two Sundays. If you want your faith to work, you need to walk in love. Amen. And no matter you believe or not, you're going to need faith every day for certain thing. You're going to have to come to God and say, God, I can come to you by faith to get this done. I come to you by faith to get this resolved for me. Amen. So if you want your faith to work, you need to walk in love. It's many times, I want to say this before I go on. I'm going to talk about love today, but this is introduction, long introduction, to get your mind ready to hear about love so that you really take serious about walking in love. I want to say this. Many things that we do in the natural have impact on the spiritual side. Spiritually, for example, you want your kids to be set free from demonic power or from sickness and disease spiritually. But you don't watch your life how you walk in the natural. For example, in the natural, you gossip. You talk bad about people. You hate people. You deny people. You reject people. You cheat. You lie. In the natural, you sound like, oh, everyone lie. Everyone cheat. Everyone gossip. What a big deal. I do the same thing. I yell. I yell at my kids. I yell at my husband. I yell at my wife. You know, everyone is doing that. What is a big deal? Ha ha, it's a big deal. Because all these things that you do in the natural will impact your spiritual life. Amen? Will impact your spiritual walk. Many things in the natural. If you don't forgive people, you hate somebody in the church, it will impact your spiritual life. You may not see it right now, but it will come on you one day. It will come back to you. We need, if we want to walk a life of victory, spiritually, physically, emotionally, we need to become a faith child of the faith God. You know that our God is a faith God. Amen. When he created the heavens and the earth, he just say like this. He just speak and it happened. Wow, what a faith. He did not have to use his hand to mold an earth. He just spoke and it happened. Because he's a faith God. He spoke things into existence because he's a faith God. At the same time, we cannot just walk, become a faith child of a faith God. We need to be a love child of a loving God. God is love. Therefore, faith and love must come together in order to make it work. If you want your faith to work, you must have love. You need to be the kind of Christians, the kind of disciple of Jesus, that wherever you show up, the love of God is so running over, so overflowing, that when you walk into the room, people can feel it. People can sense that love. People can, something walk in here. The atmosphere is changed in the room when you walk in. Because the love of God is so overwhelming, is so flowing out of you. When they look at your face, when they look at your smile, your eyes, they can feel the love of God. Is that a good project to do? Is that a good goal to get to? That we will be such loving like Jesus that wherever we go, people can feel it. People can sense it. People can know that there is a living love on the inside of you. Amen. One scripture talk about our next life. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 13 to 15, each one's work will become clear for the day, mean the day of judgment, when we all stand in front of Jesus on the last day, will declare it because it will be revealed by fire. As I mentioned many times, there are three kinds of fire. The fire of the Holy Spirit today to come and burn all the dross and stuff out of your life, all the hatred and sinful nature and carnality. And second fire is a fire at the judgment seat of Christ when the Christians stand in front of him to test your attitude and your fruit, the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And the third kind of fire is a fire of hell, the brimstone fire that I believe and I pray that no one in this room want to be there. And the fire will test each one's work and what sort it is. If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire. The Bible says like this. There are different groups of Christians. One group will come to the judgment seat of Christ and then just saved out of the fire of hell. But they get into heaven without any reward. Because their foundation is of their ministry, of their walk, is built on wrong attitude, wrong character, and without love. They don't walk in love. They just do things for their own benefit. My way, my benefit, my. Even though they go to heaven because they believe in Jesus and they try to follow Jesus, but they never grow. Their spiritual walk never grow up to be a mature man like Christ. So you may not go to hell, but you don't have any rewards in heaven. But there are Christians who build their life on the right foundation, that is Jesus Christ, with the Christ character on the inside. With love, humility, joy, faith, build up daily, running the marathon to grow up in the Lord. These people, when they meet the Lord, they will not just go to heaven, but they will go with rewards. How many people want to be the second kind? How many people just want to go to heaven with empty hand? No one, is that right? So today, I want to encourage all of you not just to be a Christian, but grow up to be a loving Christian. When Paul wrote this letter to the church in Corinth, the church in Corinth has many manifestations of the Spirit, but they lack one thing, agape love. That's why Paul had to write two letters, epistles, to warn them that it's not enough just to flow in the power of God, but you need to grow in your character. You need to have the agape love. Amen. I tell you this thing. If you are a Christian who can walk by faith and in love, nothing can stop you. Any obstacle come in front of you, you're going to roll over it and go through. There is nothing in the world. There is no demon, there is no power of darkness, there's nothing can stop you if you walk in faith, by faith, and walk in love. Amen? It's powerful. It's more powerful than big computer around here. Amen? It's more powerful than the Olympic Games. The Olympic Games started right already, is that right? I heard. Yep. More powerful than those runners, than those marathon runners. Very powerful love and faith will make you very powerful. Nothing can stop you. Faith, everyone say faith and love. And faith is working through love. Now, I'm going to go into the characteristic of God's love, go through the scripture slowly. The reason I go slowly, because I want you to get it. I want you to get it. Amen. I expect changes after this sermon. I expect you to change. I don't want you to just have head knowledge. I don't want you to just decorate your brain with good theology. I want your life to be changed forevermore. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Myself too. If you don't listen to me, it's okay. I'm preaching to myself. Hallelujah. I'm preaching to myself. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 12 say, hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all sins. This is a good one. Hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all sins. 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 8, and above all things, have fervent love for one another. We're going to talk about love, is that right? Because we are in Valentine season today and next Sunday. Have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins. Wow, this is a difficult part to do. Listen carefully, don't fall asleep. Love covers all sins. Definitely, this kind of love will not work in your life until you are born again. Before you are born again, you become a Christian, believe in Jesus. Believe me, you will operate in the old sinful nature way. And I explain to you in a minute here. This love that we talk about is not the, like we say, I love my puppy. I love to eat pizza. I love steak. No, I'm not talking about that kind of love. Oh, I love to watch movie. No. We are talking about agape, unconditional, powerful love of God. That normal human being cannot do it. I cannot do it. I cannot love like this. I tell you, I cannot love the way God loves because it's not my nature. It's God's nature. So the only way you can start to love the way God loves is to have God on the inside of you. To have the Holy Spirit. I was not growing up as a Christian. I was growing up as a Buddhist. And I remember when I was young, I memorized, I chant, I can chant and memorize all the word in Sanskrit in Bali. I was sitting in front of some idol and then chant, but nothing changed on the inside of me. Because you know why? It's just word. But when I become a Christian, it's not just talking word, but there is power. Because that person, the God who created the heavens and the universe, the God who put the stars in the sky, the God who loves us so much, come in and live on the inside of me now. When you invite Jesus Christ into your heart, the powerful and loving God come inside. This is beyond understanding. How come in the world that big God live on the inside of me who weighed only 130 pounds? He's big, but he doesn't make me gain weight after he come in. Normally something when you big person come in, you should gain some weight, but actually my weight go down because I eat less after I become a Christian. I control my mouth more in eating. Amen. So what I'm going to talk today, you will get so frustrated to listen to my sermon because you say, I cannot do this. Why? Because you are humans and you cannot do this by yourself. You need the Holy Spirit. You need the Almighty God. You need the loving God to do this for you, inside you. It's like I mention this all the time. I love it because it's true. It's so true that you are like a glove and he is a hand. Because I'm a surgeon, so I understand. You put the hand into his glove and whenever the hand move, the glove move. The same thing. I am the glove. When I come up to pray a while ago, I say like this, God, I decrease and may your Holy Spirit move on the inside of me that I will do whatever you want to do. Amen. The same thing. That's why you need to say, I decrease. Everyone say, I decrease. And you increase on the inside of me. My dear brother and sister, the love of God covered our sin when you born again. When you accept Jesus Christ, the love of Jesus, the love of God cover your sin. Do you know that if you stand before God right now in the throne room of God, he does not see your sin anymore. He look at you. For example, he look at you. I don't see sin. I heard only some cell phone. I don't see sin anymore. But I saw the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus cover. So in the eyes of God, you are not sinners. You are righteousness of God. Because the blood of Jesus cover all the sin. He doesn't see your sin. Praise God. That's why, you know, before I became a Christian, I like to walk like this. With my shoulder down. I feel so guilty. I feel so dirty with my sin. But after I become a Christian, I can walk my shoulder up. Because I'm not a sinner anymore. I'm the righteousness of God. By the covering of the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. The word cover, I think we can say in a very simple way today in English language. He put out of sight. He put out of sight. He doesn't see. You know, when you cover something, you don't see that thing. Is that right? So when love put out of sight, more sin than you ever can count. No, there are millions kind of sin. And we all have those certain sins. And I want to tell you, the love of God is big and thick enough and powerful enough to put off the sight of all kinds of sins in the world. That is a starting point. That you need to come into that covering first. You need to come into that love that covers the sin of your life first before you can walk out to begin to cover other people's sin. Amen. That is a starting point. How many people know that sin is the worst thing in the universe? I tell you, right now you see all the chaos in the world, in America, in many lands, in many places. The root of all this problem in the family, in people's life, in the office, in the school, in the country, in between nations, the root of all this problem is summed up with one word, sin. And that's why Jesus had to come down to fix. You know, when 2 days ago, I operated on a man with a huge mass in the brain. He came in with fever. I had to operate around midnight to 4 a.m. because I thought that he has some kind of infection with high fever. But I have to do it at until 4 a.m. You know why? Because that is the cause of that fever. If I don't do it, I don't fix it, he will die. May die that night. So I have to lose sleep. I have only 2 or 3 hours sleep that night. Because I want to fix the root problem of that fever. You cannot just give Tylenol and expect him to do well. You need to get that mass out of the brain. Unfortunately, it's not an abscess. It's just a benign tumor. The same thing. God knows that the root problem of mankind is sin. And sin including hatred. Love is opposite hatred. Is that right? So he knows that he need to fix this. Therefore, he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross to fix the root cause of mankind. The problem of mankind is sin. Amen. The Bible says in John chapter 3 verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. You know how God takes care of you is different from the way the world thinks. How many people have heard the word inner healing? You notice one thing that I as a pastor in this church never practice those kind of inner healing. Because I don't think it's biblical. The inner healing group of people say like this. Come to me. Now start to sit down and meditate. And go back to 20 years of your life. And drag out all the sin that you commit many years. Maybe when you were 10, you were 15, you were 20. Drag them out. Put on the shelf and confess each one. I think you practice that way, you bring condemnation to yourself. What you need to do is simpler than that. Just walk into the love of God. And just walk in love. And love God and love His people. And that love will cover all those sins that you practiced when you were 15 and 10 years old. Much easier. I never look back in my life anymore about what I did 20 years ago. Why? Why I have to drag those out? The blood of Jesus already covered them. Amen. He threw my sin from the... Once I repented that day in 1981, I accepted Jesus Christ. That day, I say, God, I'm sorry, I'm a sinner, and I repent of all of my sin. I don't want to think about the past anymore. I'm going to move on today. I'm going to walk in your love. He threw those sin from the west to the east, and it's done. He never remember anymore. Why? God doesn't remember, but I have to drag it out again to remind God. I don't want to remind God. God doesn't want to hear it. I already repent since the first day. Yes, if I sin today, I need to repent today. You understand what I mean? That if I sin today, I need to repent and confess today, but I don't want to drag the sin of 10 years ago. I just cover them with the blood of Jesus Christ, with the love of God. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Look at this. I'm going to come to the difficult part for you now. Galatians, the introduction is done. Now, the big meat. Galatians 6:1. Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, mean if any man fall into sin, make mistake, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. What the Bible say here, a couple of things. Number one, before I go on, is your choice. There are two things on the inside of you as a Christian. The flesh and the spirit of God. If you make a choice to submit to your flesh, hatred, anger, jealousy, selfishness, lying, strife, fighting, all these things, envy. If you submit to your own flesh, you are called by the Bible carnal Christians. But if you submit yourself to the Holy Spirit, who is full of love, peace, joy, gentleness, kindness, goodness, you will become a spiritual Christian. So when Paul say like this, you who are spiritual. So in other words, God expects Christian to be the kind of people who submit to the Spirit of God, not to the flesh. I tell you, this is a battle for me every single day. Actually, when I prepare this sermon, God tests test me. Yesterday, I was driving on Northeast 8 in Bellevue. A car was coming out, and I didn't know that he wanted to change to this my lane. I did not understand. I thought he wanted to kind of go to another car. I did not understand, so I just keep driving. He was so mad at me that I did not give him the room to come in. I didn't plan to make him mad. Oh, I tell you, God test me. He drove a big car. I was driving a small car. He came close to me, and he's a big guy, like this to me. And I look at him. Not only that, not enough. He just like want to kill me. I mean, this is just because I don't let him come in. And I was, I'm afraid he's going to shoot me or something. And then he go behind my car and he put his middle finger up toward me, and I saw in the mirror. At that point, my flesh, I say, do you not know that I'm a third degree taekwondo black belt? I can park in right now and just sidekick you. I tell you, that's the first reaction in my heart. That you put finger, I'm going to put my feet up. Sidekick. Flying kick, round kick. I can punch you very fast. I know how where to hit you, and one time you will go down. That's what I was trained. You know, in taekwondo, you know where to kick people. One time, no matter how big you are, you go down. I can guarantee. One time, you don't have to do many kicks. But suddenly the Holy Spirit say, son, you are the pastor, you're the preacher, and you're just preparing about love, the sermon for this Sunday. What are you going to do? Oh, I say, my flesh, go down right now. Go down right now. And you know what? I wave my hand up and like this. Bless you. Oh, it's not easy. But you know, it really works. He calmed down right away. And he became nice to me. Wow. When you prepare teaching, be careful. God going to test you first. You see, you really mean what you preach. So become spiritual. The Bible say that, this just happened yesterday on Bellevue. We have been covered with the blood of Jesus Christ, and we become spiritual. And definitely, I tell you, it happens every day. You see somebody around you make mistake. Is that right? Maybe he promised you something and he didn't do it. He forgot about it. Maybe he said something wrong. You say, maybe your wife, you expect your wife to come home and cook for you, and she didn't cook because she's too tired. And you say, Your flesh kind of rise up. And the Bible say like this, when you see a person is overtaken in any mistake, any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of gentleness. My dear brothers and sisters, if you can do that, you cover that sin. You don't go and tell people around This is a human nature. When you see somebody make mistake, the first reaction, I need to tell somebody. I'm going to go tell his pastor. I'm going to go tell his wife. I'm going to spread this out to tell everyone so everyone can pray for him. And look, very spiritual, huh? Very spiritual. I can tell everyone so everyone can pray for this person. Well, very spiritual. My dear brother and sister, if you don't cover the sin of other people, that's why when you pray for a new job, the new job doesn't come. That's why when you pray for your sickness, you don't get the answer. That's why when some problem happens in your home and you say, I have faith to move the mountain, and you try to pray that the mountain move, it doesn't move. Because God looked from heaven down and said, no, your faith, work it through love. You just spread the rumor. You just attack somebody. You just gossip about somebody. You don't cover the multitude of other people's sins. Wow. Quiet in this room. Because everyone is doing that. That we tend to go out and tell other people about their mistakes. Is that right? If you want your prayer to get answered, the prayer that you offer to God by faith to get answered, you need to walk in the full capacity of love. If you want your prayer, your faith prayer to get answered, the faith will go into the full capacity. You need to walk in the full love of Jesus Christ. That's why I say that this sermon, I have to go slowly to get the point across to you. Because I want you to be a powerful faith people, a loving people. Amen? Amen. Do you know that when Paul wrote all this epistle, he did not put into chapters and verses. The churches later on put into chapters and verses. Chapter 12, chapter 13, chapter 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 talk about the gift of the Holy Spirit, the power of God. Chapter 13 talk about love. And chapter 14 talk about order. But actually when Paul say that, talk about that, about the gift of faith in chapter 12, he also add into chapter 13, which is no chapter actually. He say, before you can do all those things, the gift of the Holy Spirit, power, manifestation, healing, all these things about faith, you need to have love in 1 Corinthians 13. And now I'm going to explain to you. I'm going to cut it short and continue next Sunday. Please come back. 1 Corinthians, don't run away. Next Sunday, you're going to get hit. Don't run away. I'm going to look at every single member. If somebody missed church next Sunday, I will call. Because you know I'm going to get to you. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 to 8. This is what he says about love. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself or boast. Is not puffed up or prideful. Does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own. Is not provoked. Thinks no evil. Does not rejoice in iniquity or sin. But rejoices in the truth. Bears all things. Believes all things. Hopes all things. Endures all things. Love never fails. But whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Mean that one day when Jesus come back, there's no prophecy. Or not only that, some prophecy are not real. Did just somebody eat pizza last night and have some dream? It's not real prophecy. They will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. Now we're going to explain this scripture. I just want to get only one point today because we have a Valentine function today. Let's start with this one. Love bears all things. Let's say at the same time. Love bears all things. What it mean? It means what I say a while ago. True love of God cover all things with silence. Everyone say silence. Silence. Love covers our multitude of sin with silence. Love not only hides the sin and the evil that other people do. Hides it. Don't tell people. Cover it. Put it off your sight. I know it's hard to do. But also it refuses to speak of those things. Wow, you have to control your mouth. Don't speak about the mistake of other people to other people. Oh, tough to do. We see this all the time in outside world and in the church. Oh, I have something to tell you. That person, that day, that is not love. Because love, let's repeat one more time. Love bears all things. Cover a multitude of sin with silence. If you criticize, you judge, you condemn, you murmur against, you share the evil of other people, no matter who he is or she is, no matter what he did and what she did, you are proving yourself that you are not walking in love. Why? Because love covers other people's wrongdoings. Keep your mouth shut. Don't spread. Some of you may say, yes, I keep my mouth shut. I don't say it. I just click the mouse. I just click the mouse and it's BCC. No one know who get it. Because you get it, just you know BCC mean. How many people play with computer? BCC mean when you send to a group of people, you put in the BCC box, those who receive don't know who else receive, only him. Oh, I want to share with you something about this person and please pray for this person. Click. Oh, fast. Another 20 people know about it. That is also, I'm talking about silence. Don't use email to do that. I want to encourage you. Email is good for information. It's good for encouragement. But it's not good for correction. If you want to correct somebody's mistake, don't use email. And I have to repent of it sometimes because sometimes I do that. I try to change. I think correction should be done face to face. And don't even spread to another 10 people. That's why group email is very sensitive. If you send somebody to somebody, to group people, normally people will have two ways. Reply only. Or reply what? All. Oh. Sometimes people click reply all, but correction on that first email. And the person who get correction from that email, another 10 people read it. Oh, he's wrong. You know, this is not love. Love covers the mistake. He may type email wrong. He may say something wrong because of misunderstanding. But don't use email in the wrong way. Technology is good, but don't use technology to bite other people, to kill other people's reputation. Quiet, India. So quiet. Actually, Jesus. That's why I say this sermon, don't run away next Sunday. Jesus showed perfect love when he forgave those who were responsible for crucifying him. You remember in Luke chapter 23, verse 34, Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing. Do you notice that when Jesus was on the cross, he did not say, hey, everybody! I want to tell you right now, these people are wicked. They kill me. What did he say? What did he do? He quietly prayed, Father, forgive them because they don't know what they are doing. He didn't spread the news to everybody. He didn't tell everybody. He said, keep quiet. What is human nature? Our human nature is this. It's to expose other people's sins. We use all the excuses to expose them. Is that our human nature? I want to tell you something. person did this. Expose other people past mistake. This is a big problem in the community. And it destroys the community. I repent of this. When I prepare this sermon, I really thank God. From now on, if I know anything about somebody in this church that they make mistake, help me to keep my mouth shut. I'm not going to share with anyone. I'm going to cover the multitudes of that sin. Amen. We should not use our mouth to talk about other people. Quiet. Hallelujah. But, okay, I'm going to end here. While this God's kind of love covers the multitudes of the sin of other people, this kind of love will not cover our own wrongdoing, but we will confess it. Listen one more time. Don't try to play game with God. Oh, cover the multitudes of sin, including myself. No. The love of God covers the multitudes of other people's sin, but your own sin, you repent and confess as soon as possible. Where is it in the Bible? Proverbs chapter 28, verse 13. He who covers his sins will not prosper, but whoever confesses and forsakes them will have mercy. This is a problem. We make it reverse. We say, I walk in love. I'm going to cover my own sin, and I'm going to expose other people's sin. We reverse the scripture. And you know, some people have a very good spiritual comment. You know, Pastor, I have a spirit of discernment. I make an observation about that person. I just want to inform you. No. Amen. Don't spread the bad things about other people. Pray for them. Maybe God, I tell you, sometimes God fixed the problem before you even worry about it. When you see somebody sin, you pray, you show love, you visit that person, encourage that person. Maybe the problem resolved. You don't need to tell me in the pastor. Sometimes don't tell me about problem in the church. Don't tell me about the problem. Just go and pray for that person. I don't need to know about everyone in this church. I have enough problem of my own. Don't call me and say, do you know, Pastor, that person so-and-so did this. I don't need to know. You just pray for that person. You have your own faith to pray for that person. You can go to God directly. You don't need to come through me. I'm not a mediator. Only Jesus is the mediator to the Father. Amen. Oh, I save a lot of phone call now. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. Everyone repents? Are we going to change? How many people say, God, I promised you that I will cover the multitudes of other people's sin. I will not use my mouth to share, to talk about others. Amen? Should we become that kind of church? Amen. I pray that the next generation in this church, the new members, will get this CD and listen again. I want to tell you that listening to the Word of God again and again and again, really good. It will really power on you and really change you little by little. Amen. Hallelujah. But last thing I want to say. This is my own personal experiences. Last thing, and I close in prayer. I noticed that as a Christian, we have the Word of God as the guideline, the truth that will renew our mind, our thinking. What we should think. But to have only the word in our mind is not enough. Because you can keep in it like a big computer with a big memory. Many gigabytes. You can keep all of those things. But if that computer doesn't plug in the power to get the computer run, no matter how many gigabytes you have and how many things you store in the computer, it will not be useful for you. Lately, I noticed in my own life, you know that I love revival. I love to lay hands on people, move in the Holy Spirit. People get touched. People cry. People fall down. People laugh. And a lot of you think that, oh, this is Pastor Lau did this for people. In fact, it affect me. Because every time I lay hand on people, the Holy Spirit flow through me. He cleansed me too. I noticed lately, I shared with Pastor Da that the Holy Spirit really worked in my life lately a lot. Even though I know the word, but the power of the Holy Spirit, that power line that you plug in every Sunday when we lay hand. Today I'm not going to lay hand because we have the special function. But when you plug in, that power cleanses you. And I noticed from my personal experience in the past 1 month that I begin to change about the area of love, in the area of love. I begin to love enemy. Some people that hurt me in the past and did bad things to me. Now, when I heard the name, I kind of, I begin to think bad in my brain. I may not say it, but I think in the bad way. But lately when I heard, oh, I love this person, I begin to pray for this person. And I know that this is not my nature. This is not about me, but it's the Holy Spirit who is flowing through me. I want to encourage all of you, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Hook up to the Holy Spirit, because He will ignite, He will energize, He will make the truth that store up in your many gigabytes in your brain, the knowledge of God, to become true by His power. Amen. It has to be both. If you have only the word, you dry up. If you don't have only the Holy Spirit, you blow up. But if you have both the word and the Spirit, you grow up. You need both. This morning, before we have the activity for Valentine, quickly here, I'd like to ask anyone in this room would like to receive Jesus Christ into your heart. Very simple. You just admit that I am a sinner. Let me ask this question. Everyone in this room, listen to me. Anyone in this room never lied even one time in your life? Raise your hand up. Anyone in this room never gossip? Raise your hand up. Anyone never talk bad language? Raise your hand up. So everyone admit that you are sinners. Is that right? You are not perfect. And the Bible says that the wages of sin is death. Mean that you cannot go to heaven? You have problem in your life? Death doesn't mean only go to hell. But sickness, disease, problem, relationship problem, actually that kind of death is worse. And the Bible says Jesus came into the world to die on the cross to pay for your sin so that you can be set free from the wages of sin. What you need to do is this, that you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, the Son of God, and believe in your heart that He was raised from the dead. You shall be saved from sin and bondage. I would like to encourage you, if you never accept Jesus Christ, maybe you know about God, but you never accept. Don't be shy. Don't be ashamed of accepting Jesus in public. Do it. If you want to stand up, I ask your friend to come, who come with you, stand with you too, so that you heal. You don't have to stand by yourself. Stand up, and I'd like to pray with you to accept Jesus Christ into your heart. Even one person in this room, stand up. The heavens rejoice, because your destination will not be in hell anymore, but you will be in heaven for eternity. Anyone in this room want to go to heaven and say, I want my sin to be forgiven. I want Jesus Christ to come into my life. Make decision today. Don't be shy. Stand up, please. And I'd like to pray with you. Anyone? Don't be shy. And your friend will stand up with you. If you never accept Jesus Christ, just stand up. Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else? Stand up. Anyone else? Stand up, please. Stand up. We don't know that we have tomorrow. We don't know exactly that we have tomorrow. But if you accept Jesus today, you have a guaranteed ticket that your sins are forgiven and you will go to heaven. You will start a life, a new life, abundant life. I ask one more time, anyone else that want to accept Jesus, don't be shy. We love you. We are not here to intimidate you. We're here to help you. Amen. Stand up. Don't be shy. Hallelujah. Simple. It's very simple, not complicated at all. I will lead you in prayer. Pray with me right now. Just follow my prayer one sentence at a time. Father in heaven, I am a sinner. I repent of my sin. I turn away from my sin. I ask you, Lord, to forgive me. Today, I want to come back home. You are my Father. You created me. And you sent Jesus Christ to die on the cross for my sin. Jesus, I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord and you are my Savior. Please come into my life right now. I accept you. Please accept me too. I become your child today. In Jesus' mighty name, Amen. Hallelujah. Please stand. I would like to pray for you. I'd like to pray for you. Please stand up. That's okay. Continue to stand, please. I'd like to pray for you. Continue to stand. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord, that you will show yourself to them, bless them and love them, take care of them. Your abundant life will flow to them from now on. We proclaim, Lord, that these brothers and sisters do not belong to the kingdom of darkness anymore. Their faith shall grow. They will see the grace and the mercy of God in their life. Lord, meet their needs. When they pray, they will see the answer, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, Amen. For those who accept Christ today, we have a special gift for you. We would like to invite you to go and we give you the gift quickly. Miss Susu, I'm sorry. Miss Susu would like to give you the gift. You can go and come back quickly. You can go for a few minutes and come back. Amen. Could your friend take you to that room? Yes, we love you. Let's give a hand to them again one more time. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. You make the right choice. I want to confirm one more time that I and Pastor Da and all the leaders in this church love you so much. Thank you so much for being here. Okay? God loves you and may God bless you. And we're going to have...
We trust this message has ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching series, please contact us at 206-275-1042 or visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.org. You may also write to us at the following address: New Hope International Church, 9170 Southeast 64th Street, Mercer Island, Washington, 98040. Thank you very much.